But with Don Tyson, you did deals with him and with another famous person by the name of Sam Walton.
Sam had started building a few Walmarts, and we did one with a guy out of Mountain Home and built one for him and got to know Sam pretty well. And so our policy was Sam would go in and buy a big piece of land to build a Walmart, and then we'd buy the outlots to build a Pizza Hut on. And we did that probably 30 times with him, from Iowa down to Arkansas and Missouri, Oklahoma. And our relationship with Sam was just, man, it was a handshake. Nowadays, Walmart is so big, you got to go through 100 lawyers to get anything done. But all those first deals with Sam, fact, one of them in Clarksville, Arkansas, Sam called me and said, how's our Pizza Hut doing in Clarksville? I said, man, it's a good one, Sam. Well, he said, you know, I own it. And I said, no, I bought that land from you. And he said, yeah, but I've never given you a deed to it. And that's the way he was, you know. And he said, I'll have him take care of it, you know.
Okay, but how did you ever meet Sam Walton in the first place?
He'd built one over in Berryville, Arkansas. And we bought, that was one of his very first ones, probably fifth or sixth Walmart. And we bought the property from him there and had gotten to know him there. I think it was through real estate. Helen, his wife, had known since my mother was from Bentonville, she had known Helen and played cards with her. But I assume we met Sam just through real estate deals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then what was kind of a guy was he to be around?
Oh, man. He loved to hunt. He was an all-around guy. He had the personality that he charmed you, really. I mean, he's just a regular guy. Amazing what he did.
A famous story about no matter how wealthy he was, he still drove around in a little beat-up pickup.
Old pickup with his dog.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. Old Roy. Yeah. No, Sam was very humble. He didn't need anything. In fact, they had one airplane, and Sam was a pilot, pretty good pilot. And Bentonville, or they hangared there at Rogers, and we'd fly into Rogers a lot because it's the only one that had a pretty good runway. Sam was just happy as could be flying his little plane around, and today they must have 50 airplanes, you know, they go all over. But Sam said, no, we'll always keep this little one.
You know, I'm interested. That's fascinating. The first one, the Pizza Hut, you built by a Walmart. What kind of thought went into that? And then, because that concept continued on, you bought near a Walmart.
We did a lot, particularly up in Iowa. Sam had very good locations up there. A couple in Minnesota, two in Missouri, but most of them in Arkansas. Yeah.
And he encouraged you to come on along? You were really on his coattails in a way.
Yeah, yeah. And we figured, you know, if all the thousands of people coming to Walmart, they're going to get hungry. They're going to see the old Pizza Hut in front. And so it couldn't be a better location.
Yeah.
It just couldn't be.
Great idea.